helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for January 16, 2013. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Are you a Google Plus user? Career Opportunities now has a Google Plus community. Search on Career Opportunities and you'll also find a link on the website. I'd love to hear your questions and comments and see what great discussions we can start there. Today's show. High school is the time to think about your career, but not decide it. When I was going to high school, back in the dark ages of the 1970s, teachers and counselors would talk about possible careers, but unless you're moving into a vocational education program, no one expected you to decide on a career right then. College was meant to be the place where you found yourself. Today, though, we have magnet schools for junior high-age children dedicated to zoology, journalism, science, arts, performing arts, math, engineering, and more. It seems to me that, more and more, we're asking children to decide in their careers earlier and earlier. As someone who has yet to decide what I want to be when I grow up, I find this a bit troubling. For me, childhood is about discovering what you might want to do with the rest of your life, not deciding. This topic came to mind as I have more and more discussions with my now high school age son about what he might want to study in college and perhaps what he might like to do as a career. Despite my unease with an overly specific study focus, he is part of the tech program at his school. That said, the best thing about this program is it's still fairly general within the overall tech focus. They talk about programming, but they also talk about technology's wide-ranging possibilities. They spend time on 2D and 3D game design, but still dig into the nuts and bolts of hardware and software, and even work in robotics and accounting. Obviously, my son had an interest in technology, so getting a bit more specific in high school was certainly a good idea. It can help him dig a little deeper into the career possibilities of technology and perhaps even dissuade him from pursuing a technology career if he finds it doesn't meet his wants and needs. Over several recent discussions with him, though, I've reinforced that he need not decide now. What he studies now is not what he's destined to study later. Heck, I graduated college with a theater degree as a lighting specialist, but now spend my days immersed in the technology world. I had no way of knowing, even in college, where my career was going to lead me. It's always been my belief that, as a parent, it's my role to expose my son to as many different ideas and possibilities as I can, so that he can make more of an informed decision on his own career. Sure, he sees me working in technology, and that's developed an interest in him that is only natural. Like most teenage boys, he's also developed a deep interest in gaming. In that regard, I've talked to him about the art and logic design, writing, and the overall storytelling aspects of gaming as well. It's my guess that he'll probably find his career in some combination of technology and another field. This is something I'm seeing more and more these days. I think it's at the intersection of technology and other career fields that we'll see the most amazing developments in the coming years. He needs to be free, in his thinkings and his actions, to pursue career ideas that reside at these intersections. Throughout all our discussions, though, I always remind him that he need not decide right now what he wants to do for the rest of his life. For me, high school and even college are still times for exploration and experimentation in your career. It's through this exploration that you come to the best decision about the work that is the most interesting and most right for you. Trying to decide this too soon can limit your thinking and your possibilities. Even worse, it might lead you down the wrong track from which you'll have to backtrack and start again. Whenever you can, help the young people around you investigate, try out, try on, and play with a variety of career ideas. Expose them to as many possibilities as possible so that they can make the best decision for themselves when the time comes. It is in these experimentations that they'll unlock their life's work and truly develop the career they deserve. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.